to second in command, Stephen. Our life together has been a journey unscripted. You've had to bear the burdens of adult choices that left you not knowing your place, uncertain of everyone around you due to watching each and every one of them tear at one another when your soul simply cries out for peace, love, and harmony without tears. But while you process, remember to only process what belongs to you. Relieve yourself of the whys and focus on the journey. Everyone has a story that's filled with secrets to their future. Your destiny is the breaking of generational curses on both sides of your lineage. You are compassionate, caring, watchful, and intuitive, all characteristics of a strong leader. Don't be afraid of what you feel. Your life is a testimony that will move a nation. Allow yourself to be disappointed, angry, and let it go. You can't pass to the next level until you do. You just don't know what you brought back to my life. You were the missing link, the one space that ached due to your absence. I never in a million years could have imagined that I would have produced such magnificent children. You complete my trilogy, a circle nothing can penetrate. Nothing is ever your fault, so conquer your fears and walk with pride. Discernment is your gift of protection. Listen to it. Move with confidence, not apprehension. Trust your judgment. Embrace life's changes, for it's your road to greatness. The longer you stop to ponder the whys instead of embracing the lessons, you cheat the world of the right of knowing God's walking example of 1 Corinthians. Thank you for loving me. The grace you have bestowed upon my life has taught me that there is conditional love, that it can cover a multitude of sins. I'm blessed to call you son and honored at the opportunity to be your mother. You are the reason that I fight for everything. Now when I cry at night, it's out of joy that my prodigal son has returned.